Welcome. This is John Tysburg from BurningTruck.com. This recording is called A Circle of Men, How to Set Up and Run a Men's Circle. This is a spin-off of Bill Kaus' work that he started over 30 years ago. If you want more ideas and exercises to do with your circle, you can buy Bill's book, A Circle of Men. Why would you want to start or join a circle of men? The answer's inside, and it's easy to find if you can answer this question. What do I want from these meetings? What's my payoff? It's kind of a selfish question to ask, and it's important. Describe right off what you want, or your payoff might not be very clear to you. Sometimes there's just a quiet sense that something's missing, and it's hard to put into words. Most men want a few friends that they can really trust and rely on. A good place to find them is in these circles. Talking to men in a sincere way is fun and really rewarding. The emotional payoff is surprisingly deep. It's important and rare for men to be listened to and accepted for themselves just the way they are. There are not very many places where that can happen today. How do you start a circle? Well, a circle starts with an idea. Some circles are all about learning and skill building, like writing, job hunting, skydiving, or learning about computers. Some circles form up around the idea of support and growth, like a prostate cancer support circle, or a spiritual growth circle. After you've got your idea for your circle, and of course the passion around it, you want to figure out when and where you're going to meet. How often do you want to meet? Some meet every week, some every 2 weeks, some every month. You want to decide on your start time and your end time. Also, figure out how many months you want to meet for. An ideal size for a circle is between 8 and 12 men. Any more than that, and there's not really enough time for everybody to talk. A circle usually meets for 90 minutes to 2 hours. Of course, you want to figure out where you're going to get these men. An important agreement to make for a lot of circles is, what's said here stays here. Here's some information about leadership. It's important to have a leader for the meetings. If you don't say who the leader is out loud, he'll surface naturally. It's easier just to say who it is. In some circles, the leadership rotates, so everybody gets a chance to do it. It's the leader's job to start and end the meeting on time. He's the one that asks the opening and closing questions and makes sure everybody gets a chance to talk. If there's a presentation, the leader says when it starts. If the conversation begins to drift, the leader is usually the one that puts it back on the rails. The structure of these circles is pretty simple. For the rest of this, I'll be talking directly to the leader, and I'll walk you through a typical meeting. When everyone's together and it's time, you announce that the meeting's starting. When everybody's settled, you ask if there are any announcements. These are good to get out of the way before you really roll up your sleeves and get into it. Next, it's time to get focused. There are a lot of ways to do this. Some circles simply start with a silent minute, or some thought-provoking words. Some like to start with a short guided meditation. The idea is to get everybody's mind quiet and focused on being right here, right now. Now it's time for the check-in questions. Go around the circle and ask each man the same 5 questions. Question 1, who are you? Question 2, how is your week? This might be time for a little story, but don't let them go on too long. Question 3, how did you shine this week? Men rarely talk about how good they are or how they've been having fun. This is a cool time to talk about some of the gold we bring into the world. Question 4, do you want any time? If he says yes, ask him how much time he wants and how important it is. And make a little note to yourself. Question 5, if you had a question for this circle, what would it be? This is an extra good question for new guys who are looking for information from the old guys. After everybody's checked in, including you, call on the men who wanted time. Now, some guys will talk on and on without getting anywhere. Since he told you how much time he wanted, it's easy to tell him when he's going over time. Use your discretion if a guy's on a good roll. When he's done with the story, you can ask him if he wants any suggestions. Sometimes a guy just needs to tell a story, and sometimes he's really looking for advice. And now it's time for the main attraction. This is where you guys can be really creative. I'll give you 3 examples for activities that are common in circles. The first one is if you have somebody presenting or has an exercise, this is when you get them started. Keep an eye on the time and use your discretion. Example 2. In some circles, every man answers the same question. The more edgy the question is, the more interesting the discussions, and some of them can get pretty lively. Example 3 is an interesting one. It's called stretches. Stretches are an easy way to bring life into a circle. You'll hear some good stories, and you'll quickly find out who's true to his word. Well, what is a stretch? It's something he says he'll do before the next meeting. This sets up some simple accountability and makes for some great stories. A stretch can be as important as proposing marriage or as trivial as cleaning out the car. How does it work? Have one guy in the circle write down all the stretches, word for word. The exact words in the stretch are important. Did the guy do it or not? Did he keep his word or not? Usually a guy will come up with 2 or 3 good stretches. Make sure that paper gets back to the next meeting. Sometimes the stretches are emailed to everybody. There are a few tips to building a good stretch. Tip 1. If it's measurable, it's a big plus. A poor stretch is, I'll do some push-ups this week. That's pretty squishy. He can do 2 push-ups and he's completed his stretch. A better stretch would be, I'll do 30 push-ups every day. That's easy to count and easy to report on. Tip 2. A stretch has to be an outgoing action. It cannot depend on somebody else to get it completed. A bad stretch is, I'll take my girlfriend out to dinner. Nope. She has to agree to it. She could say no, and the guy fails in a stretch. A better stretch would be, I'll ask my girlfriend out to dinner. That's a good one. She can say yes or no, but the action's outgoing, and he did what he said he was going to do. Tip 3. The riskier a stretch is, the better the stories will be. You might ask the guy why he's doing this. The answer might surprise you. Someone might challenge him to do more, and sometimes a guy will realize he really shouldn't be committing to that stretch anyhow. So when it's time for stretch reports, go around the circle. All you do is ask each man if he did all his stretches or not. This is when it's important to have that piece of paper from last week. He gets some time to tell about his adventures of success or failures. Some of these stories are really funny, and some are very serious. If a guy doesn't complete his stretches, you can hold him accountable. This doesn't have to be anything dramatic, but it's important that he knows that other men are watching him. That is a big deal. When it's time, you can close the circle with 2 simple questions. Question 1. What's your takeaway from this meeting? This forces a little reflection, and it's easy to tell if the group is going well. Question 2. How are you going to shine this week? This is where the guy just puts out an idea. It's not a stretch. It's surprising how often these things come true. It's sort of like setting up a good luck magnet in your immediate future. And with that, your circle's done. Setting up and running a circle of men can be really easy. If you have any questions, you can get in touch with me. My email is john, J-O-H-N, @burningtruck.com. Thanks for listening.